Let's begin at a Taco Bell drive-thru in West Olympia.
Hi, how are you doing today?
It turns out the Taco Bell franchisees of the nation have their own political action committee. It's called the Taco Pack. No joke. And this past May, the Taco Pack gave Republican Rob McKenna $500. Calls to the PAC's Kansas headquarters were not returned, but the website says the goal of the Taco Pack is to, quote, level the playing field because business can no longer afford to be the victim.
All right, so I have one soft taco supreme, going to be 184 at the window. Please pull forward.
Indeed, Republican McKenna enjoys broad financial support from the business community. His list of corporate donors includes banks, pharmaceutical makers, oil and gas drillers, timber operations, and the list goes on. On a conference call with reporters last week, I asked McKenna how voters should interpret this business backing.
I think I receive support from all kinds of companies, large and small, and from individual business owners, because they believe that I'll help maintain a level playing field for all businesses to compete on.
It's not just the big-name companies that jump off McKenna's campaign finance spreadsheet. It's some notable individuals from out of state. Take Wyoming-based businessman Foster Freeze. He's a conservative Christian who prominently backed Rick Santorum for president. Like McKenna, Freeze is no fan of government-mandated health care.
This whole idea, is health care a right?
Here's Freeze in a 2009 speech.
That issue shouldn't even come up because we know for those who embrace the Christian value systems, health care is a responsibility. We are our brother's keeper.
Freeze and his wife contributed $3,200 to McKenna earlier this month. Another notable out-of-state McKenna donor is Texan Bob J. Perry. Remember the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth ads against John Kerry in the 2004 presidential race?
When the chips were down, you could not count on John Kerry.
John Kerry is no war hero.
He betrayed all his shipmates.
The Associated Press called Bob Perry the chief financial backer of that devastating ad campaign. Earlier this month, Perry and his wife maxed out to the McKenna for Governor campaign with a combined contribution of more than $7,000. McKenna, though, is quick to note that out-of-state donors make up less than 10% of his contributions.
The overwhelming amount of support that I've received has been coming from individuals in our state.
That's true. More than 90% of the donors to McKenna and his Democratic rival, Jay Inslee, are from in-state. Let's turn to Inslee. He, not surprisingly, has the support of an alphabet soup of unions, AFT, IAFF, IBEW, ILWU, SEIU, UFCW. Inslee calls this labor backing a mark of honor. He also enjoys the financial support of trial lawyers.
I've always believed that the jury system is an effective tool of democracy, and it should not be suppressed by lobbyists.
To date, Inslee's single biggest backer is his own party. The Washington State Democratic Central Committee has poured more than $1 million into his campaign. Like McKenna, though, Inslee also has some high-profile out-of-state donors. They include former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. He made a national reputation taking on Wall Street, but Spitzer is perhaps best known for resigning his governorship in 2008 after a prostitution scandal.
To every New Yorker and to all those who believed in what I tried to stand for, I sincerely apologize.
Spitzer, who later co-hosted a show on CNN, gave Inslee the maximum $3,600 and headlined a New York fundraiser for the gubernatorial hopeful. Inslee can also thank another out-of-state donor who's made headlines. In 2004, former Texas Lieutenant Governor Ben Barnes was part of the story that led to the downfall of CBS newsman Dan Rather. In a 60 Minutes interview with Rather, Barnes claimed he helped a young George W. Bush avoid the Vietnam draft.
It was important to make friends, and I recommended a lot of people for the National Guard during the Vietnam era as Speaker of the House and as Lieutenant Governor.
And you recommended George W. Bush.
Yes, I did.
The Bush administration called the charge false. Barnes was a major backer of Democrat John Kerry that year. Combined, Barnes, his wife, and daughter have contributed nearly $11,000 to the Inslee campaign. Inslee says he welcomes funders from around the country who share his vision. And then there's the rock star money.
Will remind me, don't call me daughter.
Inslee reports contributions from Pearl Jam guitarist Stone Gossard, as well as the band's bass player. As of now, Inslee and McKenna have both raised around $8 million each, and spent about half of that so far. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.